Hey, this is Overslept, and I'm Chris, and I don't know why I say the name. It's a podcast convention. I know I probably talked about this over different podcasts, but at the very beginning of every podcast, me saying, hey, it's me, I'm the host of this podcast, and this is the name of this podcast, when you've downloaded it and you're listening, so you know who I am at this. I mean, whatever. I'm just going to keep doing that. It's Overslept with Chris Laker. I'm Chris Laker. How you doing? I just got up, I would say 10 minutes ago. I was supposed to be on a plane to North Carolina doing a show in South Carolina today, but that is not happening because there's a blizzard here in New York City. You know, we think we're above everything here in New York City. We live in this liberal bubble, and then the Lord Jesus Christ brings the weather, and we can't do anything about it. And keeping me out of God's country. Stay at home. But, yeah, so it's nice. It's I'm watching it snow right now. It's beautiful. So, but I had to miss this show. So that's a couple bucks that I'm losing out on, but nothing I can do about it. Snow day. I don't know what the fuck was I going to talk about. I had an idea of something. I had a hard time sleeping last night. It's 9:34, which is I'm gonna start getting up earlier anyway. I'm gonna have to go. I'm flying to North Carolina tomorrow, so I'm gonna have to get up early tomorrow. Tomorrow's episode will be out early. I'm going to do it. I'm going to at least get through this first week. I think I'm even going to do weekends. I mean, I'm going to be in a hotel all weekend, so I might as well record. But I don't know if anybody wants it. I guess I'm not really worried about if there's an audience. I know there's some. There's a few people. There's Kevin. There's Rob from Brighton's back on board. That's good. I know he, I emailed him. He was like my last podcast, the show or the new show was, he was one of the first guys to email me saying that he liked the show. So, I like to stay in touch with him and let him know what's up. So I know he's back on board. And then there was that other tweet. I didn't open up Twitter yet, because I open up Twitter, then I go to Donald Trump's Twitter. I don't follow him, but then I go to his Twitter, and I get so annoyed. I'm not going to, as soon as I open Twitter, that's all Twitter's about for me. I don't know if you open up Twitter and you see other stuff. Oh, Pietro, my man Pietro. Thank you, Pietro. I mean, he didn't tweet me again. He tweeted me once. That's all you got to do. Or whenever you want. I would love to hear from everybody. I mean, these shows are not, so far, not doing like insane numbers. But I haven't really heavily promoted, because I just wanted this to be like kind of be a little quiet about it while it grows and I figure it out. And some people have, I mean, it's not zero. It's above zero. That's good. And but there's, you know, I would go travel, you know, 2 hours or 3 hours or something to do a show for, you know, a lot less people than are listening to this show that I don't. I just go to my desk and talk into this microphone here. And those people would hear real prepared material that I worked on, not just something pouring out of my brain. But, so it's, yesterday was like 60 degrees here. So I don't know what that has to do with the environment, that one day it's 60, the next day it's blizzard. I don't know if that is, global warming, but, something's up. It's weird. I'm starting to give up I think, on the environment, because they're not going to do anything about it. And if it kills us, that's I guess that's okay. I guess that's part of what's supposed to happen. You know, us as human beings have to give up eventually, or not, I mean, or be taken out for the next thing, or maybe aliens. I don't know. I mean, we're probably not at the end of humanity. That would be, I mean, that would make us very special. And I don't know if we're pretty good, though. I got to say, right now, the people, we're a lot better than everybody else. All the dead people, they were all garbage. We're the best. I mean, we did, you know, we fucked up some things. We let Donald Trump, whatever. But we're pretty good about a lot of stuff. And so if we're the last, if we're the end, you know, either the cockroaches would be next, and they're disgusting. So at least we're not them. I don't know. I've probably said that on another podcast. It's a thought I have a lot. I keep thinking about the end of... well, who doesn't? I mean, that's all... who doesn't think about death and what is happening? That's the whole thing. Everything we're doing is distracting us from, oh, I'm going to die. And no matter what I do, you know, there'll be some point from now that no one will even know I was here. 100 years from now, no one will even know I was here. Unless you are, even if you're a there are presidents in the United States that you don't know shit about. At least a bunch that I don't. If I go down the list, I know about like 5 of them. Woodrow Wilson, I don't know dick about Woodrow Wilson. He was running he was the most famous. People went out and voted for him. He was the president, right? President Woodrow Wilson. When he was a president from 1913 to 1921. So he did, yeah, he did the full 2 terms and everything. He was the dude. Don't know shit. I mean, I must have known. It would make sense. He was like, there's schools named after him and stuff. So I don't think you get that if you're a one-termer. He was a governor of New Jersey, even. All right, he was running Princeton University. This dude was, I'm sitting here reading. This show has run its course on episode 4. I'm reading off the Wikipedia of Woodrow Wilson on the show. And I'm umming a lot. That's what killed, you know, I had that other show, Heteronormative, if you know what killed that show. All I did was and I did all this stuff, and I was obsessive. I was just always stuttering. I was umming and doing a bunch of shit, and I was obsessively editing the show. I couldn't stop. I had to get it all out, and it would take me like 2 days to edit the show, and then I just ended up not editing an episode, and I had another episode that I recorded that the audio was too low because I fucked up, and I couldn't get it done, and then I just got paralyzed, and it ended, and that was a good show, but I couldn't put in the production time, and that's why this show goes up with all the and all the whatever. It just, if I go listen to it at all, it'll drive me fucking nuts. I'm sorry this episode is bad. I'm telling you that. And not every episode's going to, right now, turn it off. I mean, I'm going to keep going, but I'm putting out an episode a day. I can't expect you to listen to every one of them, and this might be a good one to skip. But you never know. Some real good shit might come up into my head. But if it does, I'll tell you tomorrow. Go back and listen to the second half, because the first half's a little bit rambling and I'm talking about fucking presidents and shit. Doesn't make any sense. But But the point that Woodrow Wilson was a president, I don't know dick about him, and he might as well not exist in my mind, is kind of interesting. I mean, interesting in a sense. I mean, fuck. My cats are... Listen, my cats are the best, but they are psychos and like to jump around and shit because they're pretty young. And Mabel just knocked my coffee over just a little bit, and that's why I cursed. Sorry for the offensive language. But, I mean, I enjoy... all night, they just run around and go crazy. And then... but they're the best. All right. What is it about pets? My neighborhood's full of dogs. You know, have cats. There's a lot of friends who have pets. It's nice to have animals around. I don't know. I would cut that out. I would cut out that thought if I was going to edit this, but I'm not. Whatever my point was about any of this, let's forget it. I don't know. So I'm going to North Carolina tomorrow, and I will be in Charlotte. And North Carolina, I think they are the ones with the bathroom ban, that they don't want transgender people to use the bathroom that they want to use, which I guess... If I was transgender, I'd still go use the bathroom because I don't know how many people can have the balls to say, "Hey, are you really? What were you born as?" Because I am. What are you saying? And they'll back down right there. I mean, it's probably scary. I would be very scared. I'm not trying to belittle the plight of the transgender. I'm trying to belittle the plight of the people that don't want transgender people to use the bathroom. And I don't think that they have the guts to really say anything. And why would you care? It's the fucking bathroom. As a matter of fact, let's just go all unisex all the time. The problem is urinals for men. We love a urinal. I could do without it, though. Open it up, just stalls, who gives a shit? Let's live like life like Starship Troopers, where they're all just showering together and nobody gives a shit. You know, it's like the military, they're all... Who's fucking... People fuck in the bathroom. That is true. Like that senator... But people will still fucking... So you could have a bathroom for a fucking, or optional fucking, and a no fucking bathroom. That could be good. A good way to divide it up, if you want to divide it up. And then there won't be any... There'll be one bathroom. Everybody... We're not going to do like gay or straight bathroom like that. It's just straight... It's just fucking going on. You go in the stall with whoever you're going to fucking... Or you can go in there and you know, drop a deuce. And say, "Hey, don't judge me." And it's probably going to be open stalls in there at certain places where there's not a lot of fucking going on. And then you have another fucking bathroom. Pretty good. And then women don't have to wait on the longer lines. It's longer line for dudes. You know what? We got to there'll be some sacrifices. You could probably even still have a urinal section, but just make it just one big piss and shit room. Jesus Christ. It's probably not going to happen. Some people are trying to push for that. You know, they're not trying to push for the fucking bathroom. That's my idea. If anybody starts saying that, you'd say, maybe you're listening to the Overslept podcast that came up with the fucking bathroom idea. Because that's an original Chris Laker, but people want unisex bathrooms where I think it would just be like, you know, a one toilet deal, one toilet in the, you know, like the family bathrooms. And that's fine, you know, but I think it's a little more fun to have it to have. Yeah, sometimes you meet people in the bathroom. Sometimes you pee next to somebody, and they I hate that. I don't like a conversation started in the bathroom. It happens though. Some people are chatty. When I was a drinker, there you go. When you drink it at the bar, and you're taking a piss, and then the guy, you're drunk, and then the guy next to you is drunk, and you guys start talking about the Knicks or something. I'm not above faking a sports conversation, or because of my years is there was those great years of the Knicks, and I was into them then, so I always have an affinity. Even the fucking Charles Oakley got hauled out of the goddamn. He got Charles Oakley, one of the best goddamn Knicks ever. I know just a couple episodes ago I was talking about how I don't like sports at all, but I love the 1994 Knicks, who broke my heart by not winning the championship. And Charles Oakley's one of the baddest motherfuckers, and they arrested him in Madison Square Garden. What the fuck? I don't even know what he did. I couldn't even look at the goddamn story. Charles Oakley could do whatever the fuck he wants. So that's the bathroom thing. I'm going. Some artists have boycotted North Carolina, but then the people that are gonna go to a Mike Birbiglia show, believe me, don't. They're pretty with it. Socially, and it's his show, and his audience are like pretty cool. So I don't think it's gonna be like a bunch of like fucking, I don't know, tobacco chew. Not that I'm not gonna stereotype. There's people that chew tobacco that I'm sure are also very pro LGBT rights. And that's not even political. I don't even look at that as political. Like I say, I don't want to talk about Trump. I don't want to talk about politics. I'm talking about like the fucking rights of gay people and, or, you know, LGBTQIA. That's the full acronym. It's talking about the rights of like people. It's not fucking political. You're either for rights for people or you're a fucking piece of shit. And that's like not even that's not a platform of a fucking party. It's fucking human beings. Go fuck your mother if that's a problem. Jesus Christ. It's like, what fucking year? It got moved back like... I'm not going to talk about the election. But I do believe that strongly about... why wouldn't you? Fucking why wouldn't you? It's like not... This is like... Ugh, God. It's pretty gross that's a fucking thing. I don't know. Rob in Brighton, is that a thing in England? You guys Brexited, and that's supposed to be the same thing as it happened here for some fucking reason. Is that, but I bet even the hillbillies of England are, maybe they're not. They're no better. The accent makes them sound better, but... They're not. I'm sure they're pretty. There's a lot of anti-gay stuff all over the world, and I know that they're even more anti-gay in the Middle East or whatever. That's the thing that people like to say. But I don't live there. I don't know what's got. I'm not involved in the local fucking goings on in a Middle Eastern country. I live in the United States of America. And, you can't, I don't know. Yeah, but it should be everywhere. It's, I don't know, I'm sorry to use the worst show out of the four to stand up for the rights of my, of human beings, but, that's what I did. I got on a soapbox. You know, these are not going to be smooth. This is the first week, and we're coming up on 20 minutes. I'm about to close this fucker out, and we'll be done. I'm going to go to Starbucks in the snow and drink a flat white like a liberal elite on the Upper West Side. Beautiful. It's a beautiful life. It's not even that bad. It's a great place to be poor. But, fuck, I got to make some money. All right. Well, I got to make this show the biggest show. And I got to make it better. And then I'll make money off this show. That would be fucking nice. I like doing it. I even enjoyed this, even though it was a shitty show. You got to have, to make an omelet, you got to make some shitty podcasts. And isn't that fun? I mixed up the things and made a little. That wasn't a joke. It wasn't a, I mean, I wouldn't call that a joke, but it was an attempt at humor. And I'm hungry, so I'm going to go eat or get some. Maybe I'm going to get some egg bites at Starbucks. They have these carb-free egg bites. They look delicious. It's sitting in that case. Oh, they don't look that good, but they're bacon and green. All right. I only promote Starbucks because they're taking refugees. Not to be political. All right. If you listen to the end of this, you know what? You're pretty damn good. And thank you very much. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. I think tomorrow's going to be a better one. I think we're going to get, every once in a while we're going to get a dud and then come out the next day on fire. But I'm putting this up, even if no matter what. All right. Maybe subscribe in iTunes if you haven't done that yet. Don't even bother you. I want to wait till we get some more listens. But I mean, if you do it if you want. But don't write any fucking reviews yet. I'm going to do a push later. I don't care. Write a review. But write a good one. Don't fuck with me. Don't give me criticism and shit. If you want to give me criticism, hit me up directly. Go Twitter, or you just email me, chris@chrislaker.com. That's fine. I'll answer it. If you're like, oh, the audio's not good, don't tell me on iTunes. Not that the people listening right now do that, but people fucking do that with This Week in Jack, and it's like, Jesus Christ, man, just tweet at me. Don't fucking put in iTunes forever. And it's just like an effective way of communication. It's not like I look at iTunes like too much, but not like as much as like Twitter or my email. I don't look at it constantly, particularly on This Week in Jackin', because it's like I've been doing that show for 2 years. All right. This is really droning. You guys are fantastic. Thank you all. We love you.